from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Wednesday, February 15th. Coming up, when students at an elementary school in Rockford had no way to get to school, a community member stepped up to help. We'll get that story from Peter Medlin coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker will give his State of the State address to the General Assembly today. Cameron Cuccinello has a preview.
Pritzker will use this speech to propose his budget for the new fiscal year that begins July 1st. He said last week his proposal will include increased spending for early education, but didn't say exactly how much.
The investments that have the biggest impact on our future, on our economic success as a country, on our educational success for our children, on equity, all of it is beneficially affected by major investments in early childhood.
Pritzker said this money would be invested in home visitations, childcare, and preschool for all. He said during his inauguration speech he would also like to make college tuition free for some families, but has not said if this will be in his budget proposal. I'm Cameron Cuccinello.
Republican lawmakers in Illinois are calling for immediate relief for Ameren customers facing soaring energy costs. The utility filed plans earlier this month to hike its electricity and gas rates by $500 million. This comes as the state plans to transition to clean energy sources like wind and solar. Senator Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro says her constituents' energy bills are doubling, forcing them to choose between, quote, heating or eating.
The unfortunate thing is the move to shut down the traditional energy suppliers has far outpaced renewables' ability to replace it.
Freshman Senator Erica Harris has filed a measure that would allocate $200 million in the form of rebates to Ameren customers. They're urging Governor Pritzker to address the issue in his budget speech today. The mass shooting Monday at Michigan State University has drawn an outpouring of support from the University of Illinois. Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi has more.
In a statement on Monday morning, Urbana campus chancellor Robert Jones said no words could adequately express the sadness for those affected by the shooting. But he said the U of I maintains close connections with Michigan State and grieves for, quote, a community that feels like our own in many ways. Jones said Michigan State has long been a respected colleague and friendly athletic rival. But first and foremost, he said, they are family who are in our hearts. I'm Sarah Nardi.
Local blood drive organizers are preparing for potential changes to the Food and Drug Administration's policies for blood donations by men who have sex with men. The FDA has proposed using individual HIV risk assessments rather than requiring that men who have sex with men not have sexual contact for 3 months. Amanda Ma is the vice president of the University of Illinois Blood Club, a group that helps organize campus blood drives. She says she's hopeful the change would bring out more donors who were previously ineligible.
I've had people that has come up to us really interested in donating blood, but obviously can't because of the previous guidelines. Even we have people in the club that aren't able to do so because of the same reason.
The policies are still under review and open for public comment on the FDA's website until the end of March. Still to come, a look at how a Rockford man got involved when elementary students in his neighborhood needed a ride to school. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
It's 1939, and the series All Creatures Great and Small returns to Yorkshire Dales for a third season of romance, bucolic scenes, and animal ailments. This season, the pressure is on James to grow his veterinary practice with his marriage to Helen approaching. Unfortunately, his plan to make money by participating in a government trial puts him at odds with the local farmers. Stream all three seasons of this hit show as a friend of WILL with PBS Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Half the kids who go to Lewis Lemon Elementary School in Rockford can't take a bus to school. Especially in the cold months of winter, many of those students don't make it to school at all. Peter Medlin has more on a community member trying to help.
I'm walking in the snow right now outside of Lewis Lemon Elementary School in Rockford. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's pretty cold outside right now. With the wind chill, it feels like -4. And every day, there's kids at this school that live within a mile and a half that can't take the school buses, and so they have to try to find a ride or, I guess, walk. But as you can imagine, it being -4, it's not something elementary school kids should be doing.
170 elementary schoolers at Lewis Lemon don't have a school bus. That's half of the whole school. And you can see that in the school's attendance numbers. 84% of Lewis Lemon students were chronically absent last year, meaning that they missed at least 18 days of school. For context, their chronic absentee rate is nearly triple the state average. In the winter, when temperatures can dip below zero in the morning, attendance gets worse. Lewis Lemon Principal Alicia Jones says not all parents have transportation, and the school sometimes gets calls from them saying it's too cold for their child to walk. John Brantley wants to make sure these kids have a ride. Some folks in the Rockford community know him as Brother John, and for the past 2 years, Brantley has used his own van to take Lewis Lemon students to and from school. Sometimes, if he can, he takes them to the library or other local events, too. And it started with just a few students, but this fall, Principal Alicia Jones asked him if he could start taking more.
I got 16 kids today.
And is that about normal? Is it, you said sometimes it's like 20?
I get between 20 and 25 kids every day.
His group of 16 stands against the front of the school wearing colorful winter coats and hats. And John reminds them not to stand in the snow while they wait for everyone to get ready to leave.
I got them all. We can walk towards the van. Hey, y'all, come on.
The kids walk towards the van. Only, it's not John's van this time. Because a few weeks ago, his 2004 Honda Odyssey broke down. The timing belt snapped. It'll cost $1,600 to replace, and that's $1,600 he doesn't have. So, for now, he's been borrowing vehicles to keep getting kids to school and home after. The day I'm with John is the last day he can use a bus from the Rockford Housing Authority.
Do you guys ride every day in this bus with Mr. John here? Yeah.
Several churches have also let him borrow their vans, although he has to pay for gas, and there are some days they can't let him use it.
Some days I miss, like Monday. I couldn't get the housing authority or the church van. Only two of them made the school, and the other 25 didn't. So the school noticed a big difference.
At this point, he has 30 kids on his list, so depending on the van, he has to make multiple trips. And many of those kids live in public housing. 70% of kids at Lewis Lemon Elementary qualify as low income. But why isn't the school taking them? Well, officials from the Rockford Public Schools Transportation Department say part of the reason is that they still have a shortage of bus drivers. They say, quote, with more drivers, we could potentially increase the district's ability to provide additional support to families who need it. Or why not help out Brantley financially? Well, John says he's hopeful the school district will help him get a grant to assist with the cost of his work. But RPS officials say the district doesn't write or offer grants. Brantley also spoke at a recent city council meeting asking for sponsors to help him repair his van. He may get a new one too, but it's been hard to let go of his old van. He says when his mom passed away, she left him some money to keep helping in the community, which he used on the van. But new van or not, one of the things he lives by is, as he puts it, ask not what your community can do for you, but what you can do for your community.
Instead of complaining about what the school's not doing, the parents not getting their kids to school, I just say, hey, we're going to get these kids to school one way or the other.
Fixing the van or getting a new one is his top priority, but someday he'd like to help even more Rockford kids get to and from school. Lewis Lemon certainly isn't the only RPS school that struggles with chronic absences, and he's already got a half dozen other schools on his radar if he can get the funds. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 55 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Cameron Cutinello, Mawa Iqbal, Sarah Nardi, Owen Henderson, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hartwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.